Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, December 17th, 2015. And with me today, I have Kelly Gaumont. And how are you, Kelly?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And it's great to have you here. And actually, it's just me and you.
Wait, if it's just me and you, do you have a show?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a show.
You have a show. What percentage of a show do you have?
Well, I have like 12% of a show.
12%?
That's a fake laugh.
It's fake. Real.
That's totally fake.
It's the realest laugh I have ever laughed in the history of laughing.
And Kelly, this is why I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Yeah. So, for those of you who get it, please feel free to roll your eyes at our dramatic reenactment and also enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed it just a tiny little bit. For the rest of you, hello and welcome to Star Wars Thursday.
That's right. Tomorrow is the opening. Well, depending on where you are, it's opening today for Star Wars The Force Awakens. And so we have some stuff we want to talk about related to that. But before we do that, Kelly, I need to share our sponsor with everyone.
And let's.
Yes. And our sponsor today is MacFun. And actually, that should be no surprise because they've been our sponsor all week. So it's MacFun and their Aurora HDR software for the Mac. And it's actually really, really cool software. I've been playing with it. And I love the level of control that I get over my images. So if you're not familiar with HDR, it means high dynamic range. And the way this works is that you have images, a bunch of photos that you've taken that are all at different exposures. So then you use HDR software to take the best parts from each of those exposures and put them together into a single image that just looks so much better than the original or each of the originals. Okay. So
you can ratchet that up, you know, like in when you ratchet up auto-tune really high and you get that sort of robot voice in music, you can sort of do the same thing with HDR in photography. So if you've ever seen one of those pictures where it looks like somebody has gone in and colored with like extra super green and extra super blue and that kind of thing, that's usually where somebody has ratcheted up the HDR of their images like super high.
Yeah,
and you can get it. You can also use it to just get a much nicer picture. Like if you're in a room taking a picture of the room and the view out the window, sometimes, you know, when you focus on the room, you don't get the window. And when you focus on the window, you don't get the room. And this way you can get both.
Which is really cool. And Aurora HDR has all these different presets. And a lot of them were designed by Trey Ratcliffe, who is well known for his HDR photography. So you can get some really powerful and compelling image effects from your shots. And it's just so easy to use. And then you can go in and tweak settings and just really create the image that you're looking for. You can work with layers. And if you're familiar with Photoshop and adjustment layers, you have adjustment layers built into Aurora HDR. It's fantastic. And it works with single images as well. So it does more than just HDR. It will let you, in essence, HDR-ify a single shot. So you can take a photo from your iPhone and just like really go in and massage the colors and the contrasts on all the different parts of that image and end up getting exactly what you want out of it. So it's really cool. It's really versatile. It's really powerful. And because the MacFun people love all of us, they have a special deal for you guys. So it's regularly about $260 for everything that you get out of this special package they're doing. So that's Aurora HDR for the Mac. That's a month of free training at Arcanum. It's a bonus pack of photo textures that you can use with your images, an HDR tutorial from Trey Ratcliffe, and the Aurora HDR how-to ebook from Jeff Carlson, who not only is a friend of mine, but is also an excellent photographer and a fantastic author. So you get all of this stuff for $99.99 as opposed to about $260. And the deal's good through the end of the month. So you need to do this before December 31st. So what you do is go to the Aurora HDR website. So it's aurorahdr.com/TDO. And once you're there, drop your $100 on this, and you're going to have just a fantastic image editing tool that lets you do so much more than the HDR that it touts in the product name. It's absolutely awesome. So, MacFun, thank you for being our sponsor today. And everyone go check it out, aurorahdr.com/TDO.
And let me just point out that for Jeff to be this excited about an app for image editing, I've known Jeff a long time, and he has used basically all of them. And so for him to be this jazzed about it is something that you guys really should pay attention to. This is completely unsolicited. It's just the truth. We, as writers at Mac Observer and everywhere else we've been over the years, we've seen loads of these kinds of apps. We've seen loads of things that claim to kind of do the stuff that image editing is promised. And a lot of times you really have to be a master in order to do that. And so for Jeff to be able to recommend this to anybody who's never really used HDR before is really saying something. So you guys absolutely should check it out.
There you go. So aurorahdr.com/TDO, $100, and it's a totally awesome deal. All right. So Kelly, the reason we're both here today because Star Wars is opening tomorrow, Friday the 18th. Although, if you know which theaters to go to, you can see it today on the 17th. And there's people that have already seen it.
I know.
So, what day are you going?
I am not those people. I'm trying to swing getting to go tonight because I'm leaving on a trip. And while I am gone, I don't know what kind of time I'm going to have to see a movie. So, because Disneyland kind of takes a lot of time. So, I'm hoping that I will get to go tonight. There's a couple theaters here in town that still have late night showings for tonight. So, I'm super excited. The thing to me that has been the most notable, I will say this, about social media is that for the most part, I've been actively avoiding any news and by extension any spoilers about who's in the movie, what they're doing in the movie, what part they're playing. Like, I've been really trying hard to avoid basically everything except, like, I know the names of the cast members and I know the names of the parts that they play. And aside from that, most of the internet has been really cool about it because I've been sort of worried, you know, and gone, oh, well, you know, I remember that there was a spoiler for episode one in the track listing of the soundtrack album.
Yep, I've avoided the soundtrack for this movie because it's out now.
Yeah, as have I, because of episode one. And it was, and so it's been interesting to me because this is the kind of thing where, you know, you think everybody really wants to know, but they're all like, don't tell me. Because I don't want to know. I want to sit down in the theater and be surprised. And this is the same thing I say about Apple events. A lot of times is I miss the olden days of just going, you know, going into it blind and not having any idea what to expect or any clue what's going to happen and just waiting to see how it all turns out. And it seems like the internet sort of wants to do that with this as well. And that's been really nice to see.
It has been nice to see. Now, I'm not seeing it tonight. I'm not seeing it tomorrow either, but I'm going on Saturday.
And, that's true.
And I totally love how this all came together. So when pre-sale tickets first were available, I, for whatever reason, just didn't get tickets. And I don't know what I was thinking. And so when I realized I couldn't get into the site and it was a mess. And
yes.
So I said I think it was on Apple Contacts Machine, I said, you know, I didn't get tickets, but the first person that has a spare ticket for me, I'm buying the drinks. And so then a podcast listener, Rich Orman, he got a hold of me right away and he says, if you're serious, I've got your ticket. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Yes, I'm serious. So I'm going to go see it on Saturday morning, late morning with Rich. And yes, the drinks are on me.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm really excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. Now,
I can't wait.
Yeah. So now we've established when we're going to see it. So that's awesome. And I'm glad that you're going to go see it right away, because that would suck if you had to really wait.
Yeah.
Now, we should at least make a thinly veiled attempt to tie this into the Apple community in some way.
So the Google Cardboard is available for the Star Wars app, which has Jakku Spy as a VR thing that you can sort of walk around and explore a little bit in. I've been playing with it, and it's really limited, at least at first, but it's very cool, and it's a really nice way to sort of get introduced to Google Cardboard. And it works really well with my iPhone in the little, my mom actually is a Verizon user. So I called her up and I said, "Mom, can you do this?" And she said, "If I go ask them for a cardboard R2-D2, are they going to know what I'm talking about?"
And sure enough, they were.
And I said, yes, Mom, they will. And she said, okay. So she got one and she dropped it in the mail to me. And so I've been playing with it because I didn't have a cardboard viewer before this. So it's a really nice introduction to cardboard, and it works really well with iOS. So for me, that was a really nice sort of side benefit of it, is that I actually got a chance to play with new technology in the name of Star Wars. So that was pretty cool.
So for Verizon customers, that's you can go and get the Star Wars themed Google Cardboard from their stores.
Yeah, if they're still available, odds are pretty slim at this point. I think you have to go to Verizon's website, because not every store has it. You can also go online to Google Store, and they were shipping them for free, but they're kind of hard to come by.
All right. Well, then I'll toss out a little tip for people that want to play with the Disney Star Wars app and all the Google Cardboard augmented reality stuff that goes along with it. Even if you can't get a hold of the Google Cardboard from Verizon, go over to Target and pick yourself up a ViewMaster VR. $30. They're awesome. I love mine. And in addition to working with the ViewMaster VR discs, it works with all the Google Cardboard apps for iPhone, Android, whatever. It just works. So that's another way you can get to play around with this.
It's also more durable. Now, the other, aside from durability, you do have the option to play with the Jakku Spy app, the portion of the Star Wars app, without Google Cardboard. It asks you at one point, and then you can switch back and forth. So if you want to see it, but maybe you don't have your viewer handy or something, you can still, like, you know, open the new one and look around.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you're not missing out if you don't have Google Cardboard. There's also instructions on Google's website for Cardboard on how to build your own if you have a box, which a lot of people do at this time of year because they've just showed up. So if you have a box on your porch right now, then you could probably cut that up and turn it into Google Cardboard. And the other nice thing about this is that there are some fun Google Cardboard apps available besides Jakku Spy. And it might be fun, particularly if you have something slightly more durable like the ViewMaster VR, to pass that around at Christmas when everybody's done opening presents, and, you know, between presents and dinner, you can, you know, pass this around and have some fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Now, I have found my new favorite Star Wars medley.
And it is.
And it's actually from Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
So what Jimmy did was he got the cast of Star Wars The Force Awakens together.
Yes.
And he does this thing where he does like a Brady Bunch style grid where he has people singing. And so it's an a cappella medley of the various themes from Star Wars as sung by him, The Roots, which is the band that he has with his show, the house band.
Yeah.
And the cast members from Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Which is amazing.
And it's just wonderfully fun. It is so well done. And when I'm sitting in the theater Saturday and the Star Wars logo pops up on the screen and the music starts playing and we hear the fanfare, I'm going to have a split second where – I'm going to be disappointed that it's not actually Daisy Ryder going ba 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 ba. Because just, yeah, it was just that much fun. So I'll make sure there's a link
no Quest Love in this version. What's going on?
Yeah. I'll make sure there's a link to that in the show notes for everyone.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And have
I'm,
you, oh, go ahead.
Well, I'm super excited because my Star Wars is going to come with bonus content. I mentioned I'm going to Disneyland. And there's a whole Star Wars bonanza happening there right now. So aside from Christmas, there's all the Star Wars stuff. So there's like this place called the Launch Bay where you can see some of the, like some bits and pieces from the movie, I guess. And so I'm actually excited to get to see the movie before we get to, before the days that we're scheduled to go to the park. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's also going to be all Christmased at Disneyland. So I may actually see Darth Vader rocking a Santa hat. I don't know. There are a number of Star Wars attractions and themed things that they're doing right now because of the film. And I'm ridiculously excited about it. Like, they've done a Star Wars overlay for Space Mountain.
No.
Which I can't, like, I cannot even. I don't even know what I'm going to do when one of my favorite rides incorporates one of my favorite movies. So
I'm assuming it's,
or at least, you know, three of my favorite movies. It's going to be bonkers, and I don't, like, I'm just not even going to be able to. Yeah. So, there you go. Yeah. My Instagram feed might be really fun for the next few days.
I'll be watching closely. Now you mentioned your three of your favorite movies. So I'm assuming that means episodes 4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, and 6. Yes.
If you want to give episodes 1, 2, and 3 a try again, and I understand if you don't, but if you do, you need to check out the anti-cheesed versions.
Yes.
And there's this guy, and I forgot his name, and I feel really bad, but I'll make sure that there's a link to the article I wrote about this.
Because we've covered it, yeah.
Yes. So what he did was he took episodes 1, 2, and 3, and he took out the scenes that were like over-the-top cheesy. He took out the really bad voiced dialogue, like from some of the aliens. So that would be like Jar Jar Binks for an example, and
the Nimoidians at the beginning of the Phantom Menace, the ones that are negotiating trade shenanigans or whatever they're doing
from the Trade Guild.
They just speak a whole different language now. They're like Ewoks and Chewbacca and R2-D2, like they speak and other people can understand them, but we have no idea what they're saying.
Right. And so we get subtitles to go along with what they're saying, and it makes the characters much more tolerable, and it makes the story fit together better. And so all these little elements that were really distracting and made the movie feel like it was written for really slow 9-year-olds.
Yes.
That's taken out. And I've actually watched all three of the anti-cheesed versions just so I could talk about them intelligently. And I thought it was a much more enjoyable way to watch the movies. And for those of you that have seen the originals as they were done, when you watch the very first movie, that's where you're going to see the biggest change. Yeah. Because like the
and
entire,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jeremy West for scene, that.
Yeah. The entire underwater scene with the Gungan city.
Yeah.
Gone. The whole thing is gone.
Thank Zod.
Yeah. And it turns out you don't need it. The story works great with it. You have Jar Jar subtitled saying, I heard you say you want to get into the city. I can get you into the city. Mm-hmm. And Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn are like, okay, sweet. And the next scene, they're in the city. And it just carries on, and it works.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah.
See, and the interesting thing to me about this is that it may actually make The Phantom Menace worth watching, which I only say because I sat down and read, cover to cover, as it were, the arguments for watching the films in machete order for people who have not seen them previously. So if you have kids who are not super familiar with it yet, they know like the catchphrases and recognize a robot here and there, but maybe haven't actually seen the films. When you sit down to show it to them, there's a particular order, which is five movies, because The Phantom Menace doesn't enter into it, because it doesn't really matter, because, and this is the thing I liked about reading the explanation, he says, tell me what happens in the first movie that actually matters in the rest of the movies. And you can't find anything, because it's not the trade stuff, because we don't really hear much more about that. It's not Anakin as a kid, because we don't really care about that. We get all the information we need about Anakin as an adult when he's Hayden Christensen instead of when he's Jake Lloyd. And any of the, you know, the important character in that film is gone by the time we get to the second movie. Thank you, soundtrack, for ruining that for me. And on and on. And so, like, none of the stuff that actually happens in The Phantom Menace impacts the other five films in any way. So you can watch five of them and call it good. You know, it's sort of like getting to see the extended editions of Lord of the Rings. Like, you can, but you have a pretty good idea what was happening if you don't watch the extra hour.
Sure.
In every movie.
And for those of you that don't know what machete order is, that's episode 4, episode 5, episode 2, episode 3, episode 6. And so what you get is the buildup from the very first Star Wars movie, meaning the one that was shown in 1977, leading into Empire Strikes Back. And so then you have everything that revolves around the relationship between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. And then
it starts as Luke's story. You're following the trajectory of Luke, and then he has this big showdown with Darth Vader.
And then you get the flashback, and you get Darth Vader's story. So you learn how Anakin becomes Darth Vader.
Right.
And then you jump back to episode 6 of Return of the Jedi, and then you get to see the Darth Vader redemption.
Yeah, and how everything kind of turns out. And it's a nice way to watch the movies. I do like that what he said was that it makes it Luke's story instead of having to shift focus in the middle. Like, it was the story of Darth Vader, and now all of a sudden we're going to spend a movie and a half on this other person that we don't really know anything about. And I really like watching them that way. One of the other things that I actually wanted to talk about really quick was I wrote an article about other things that were not games that were Star Wars related that you could do with your phone. And I'm going to see if I can pull that up right now. There's some neat stuff in the official app, which I really enjoyed. And all of these are free. So that's the other bonus to the stuff that I was that I personally enjoyed. These are all free, and I mean, we all know about the games that you can get that are Star Wars. There's Lego Star Wars. There's Angry Birds Lego or Star Wars Angry Birds, stuff like that. So if you want to count down to the exact moment the movie starts, you know, for that you have on your ticket stubs, there's an app called E-Minus that lets you create any sort of countdown, and you can use that countdown to count down to anything, but you can specifically use it with a couple of with a font choice and a nice little background, and then it will show you how long it is until your movie actually starts. There's another app called Show Your Disney Side, which is super fun. You can use it for selfies or for whatever cutesy dumb word we have to use for when you take a picture of another person that you are not in.
Themsies.
Themsies. You can use it for selfies or themsies. And you can then dress that up in some Star Wars attire, which is actually super fun. And you think maybe not, but then you realize, like, you can turn your dad into Queen Amidala, and that's hilarious. So,
dads totally dig that.
Almost as much as my brother did, which was kind of funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, he said he wasn't a princess, and so then I sent him back a picture of him as Queen
Photographic
Amidala.
Proof that he was. Yeah.
Like, you were saying. Yeah, that didn't go very well. Yeah. And then the official Star Wars app is really fun There's news in it. There's other things that are really entertaining. But the two things I love about the official Star Wars app are that when you open it up, the front panel actually shows you the weather where you are. If you give it location services, it shows you the weather where you are.
Does it show the weather on Alderaan?
Well, not anymore. but it will show you, like, for Jeff, where it's snowing, it might say, it feels like Hoth. And it tells you different other Star Wars locations, which are really fun. And the other thing I like about it is it has this little thing called Force Trainer. It does have additional selfie capability. So if you wanted to do more Star Wars characters than the Disney app will give you, it gives you the same thing. And then there's a thing called Force Trainer where it's augmented reality and it shows the little probe that was shooting little zaps at Luke Skywalker when they were on the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. But it shows it like in your living room or whatever. It's like using your camera.
Oh, cool.
And then your phone is the lightsaber, so you have to like tilt left to block the shot, and then you have to tilt right to block the shot the other way, and then it like moves off the camera, like out of the frame, and you have to chase it with your camera in order to get to. It's so much fun.
That's
it's
awesome.
Kind of hard to describe, but yeah, you totally need to play with it because it's a really good time.
That's awesome. And hey,
yeah,
we're out of time.
I really dig it. I know.
We're on a roll, but I have to cut us off.
That's a good one, and I can't wait to see the movie. I'm super duper pumped, and I get to go spend time at Disneyland with a bunch of other Star Wars stuff happening aside from the movie, so that's going to be really awesome too. I can't wait.
I think that's absolutely awesome, and I'm excited to get to go see the movie on Saturday. And Rich, thank you again for picking up my ticket, and yes, the drinks are on me.
Yay for Rich.
Yeah, Rich, you rock. Thank you to MacFun for being our sponsor today. Head over to aurorahdr.com/TDO and pick up Aurora HDR for your Mac and just a slew of awesome tools to help you become an HDR pro for $100. Wow. aurorahdr.com/TDO. And listeners, thank you so much for putting up with our Star Wars Palooza today. It just, this was a once in a lifetime opportunity because we're not going to have the first new Star Wars movie ever again. So it was, Kelly, it was fun to have you on talking about Star Wars today.
It was great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, and thank you. And listeners, thank you for being here. We'll be back again tomorrow.